This is Fido Friendly Travel Talk. Here's your host, Susan Sims.
Hey everybody, it's Susan Sims with Fido Friendly Travel Talk, brought to you by Animal Radio, where we talk about the travel and lifestyle for you and your furry best friend. My guest today is Jackson Jones with Farm to Pet. Hi Jackson, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here.
Yeah, we're happy to have you. And I would like to know a little bit about Farm to Pet. You know, when did you start and why did you do this? Why did you get into the pet industry?
I think it's one of those classic, you know, COVID stories where you were looking to do a little bit more and had a great friend that said, hey, you know, the pet business would be great. My dog loves these treats. And he told me about them, and they were a single ingredient treat, not like we have, but similar. And you've gotten a little bit bored during the COVID times working from home and decided to make some for my dog, Rudy. And it started out with just a basic formula. We just take chicken breast, grind it, and then dehydrate it. It's as simple as that. And made those, and of course Rooney went crazy for them and said, hey, this can't be so bad. Little did I know, right? So we started making them in the basement and came up with a little, you know, packaging design. I pretended that I could, you know, design and started selling them to a couple local places and then on Amazon. And once it got on Amazon, it took off. And I said, shoot, now we have to either continue to make these or I have to find a new hobby, right? So it was just one of those kind of do it yourself and had, you know, trying to find a need, which was, you know, a healthier treat, really, really the healthiest treat that we could give our dog, and grew into a little business.
Hey, well, it sounds like you did the right thing. What kind of, do you still have Rudy? How long ago was that?
That was, we started in around 2019, 2020. Uh-huh. So I guess that was 6-7 years ago, and Rooney is still around, a little bit older, but she is still eating the chicken chips.
She's your spokes dog, I bet.
She is, yeah.
So, other than Rudy's, you know, affirmation that these are great, what does set you apart from other brands on the market?
Well, we are single ingredient. In addition to that, we source very particular about our sourcing. So we don't use byproducts. We don't use, you know, expired products, proteins, and we don't add any preservatives. Don't use any. All of our proteins are you know, raised without hormones. And we just wanted to make something that was the best thing that you could give your dog. It's also a very concentrated product because you take the water out and you're left with a delicious little chip. And so it makes it quite fun as it breaks apart. But really our differentiator is the fact that we don't waver from our standard, which is, you know, we want to make the healthiest single ingredient treats out there. And so you can feel good, you know, giving it to your dog or cat. And that's really what sets us apart.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned our feline friends, being a dog and cat pet parent over here in Idaho. Mm-hmm. So let us know on the dog and cat products, what seem to be your top sellers, if any?
Well, we started with chicken. So I think that has the most momentum, you know, for us just because it's been around the longest, but we've expanded into turkey, which is great for dogs with allergies. And then we've all expanded from there into beef, a very lean beef, and further into walleye. So a fish that we found sourcing for, and that's been a hit with the cats.
Yeah, I know our cat is very picky, and she still can't decide if she's an indoor or outdoor cat, which is really fun for us. So we're basically the door monitors for this cat. But we love her anyway. But I was on your website, farmtopettreats.com, and I see that you have an accessory line. So what can we find there?
We have a lot of, I would call complementary accessories to our treats. And so we have lick mats, slow feeder bowls. We have some fun toys as well, but primarily around the snacking and, you know, recipe creation out there for dogs, because we found that so many, you know, pet parents were taking our products and they were putting peanut butter on them. They were putting them on a lick mat. They were doing different things, and we found a couple of wonderful partners that make products also in the USA, and we're able to offer those, and they really have a great fit for our customer base.
Yeah, I like that idea of the lick mat. I know it's not new, but I like the idea for our small dog, Honey. She's 12 pounds. Because no sooner I put whatever down, she comes around the corner licking her lips, like, is there anything more? She might benefit from that, I think. And I like the toys too. Those are kind of cool. And you also have those pet treats dispensers. So those are more like you're going to put the treat inside of those, and so the goal is for them to get it out. Is that it?
Yeah, correct. So you can actually mix, again, whether it's peanut butter or some other treat, or ours work great. You can break them up and put them inside. It just gives a some more enrichment for the dog to go play with, and makes them much more motivated to go fetch.
Yeah, I might have to try those too. So before I let you go, is there anything else you would like our listeners to know about farm to pet, and what's the best place for them to learn more?
You mentioned our website, so that's a great place for them to go. They can Google Farm to Pet. We're also sold in some of the other major online retailers like Amazon, Walmart, to find our products there as well. But we love it when you come to our website. We have what we like to say is a lot of educational material, a lot of material about our products, why they're healthy. We have a great blog that will talk about some of those things, such as recipes, sourcing, and the things that we value at our company. But overall, we'd love for any of your listeners to give it a try. So we have a great welcome offer. We'll give you a free treat if you try, and a percentage off your first order. So if anyone wants to go give it a shot, we also have a 100% money back guarantee. So if it doesn't work for your cat or dog, we will gladly refund that.
Well, I'm a fan already. The 100% money back guarantee won me over completely, even if I wasn't interested to begin with. So, thanks for taking the time to talk with me today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
That's it for Fido Friendly Travel Talk. You have been listening to my guest, Jackson Jones, with Farm to Pet. Visit them at farmtopettreats.com. And for more information about today's show or just about traveling with Fido, log on to fidofriendly.com. Until next time, travel safe and leave no dog behind. This is Susan Sims with Fido Friendly Travel Talk.